This is the brief on the biogeography of plant traits. Okay, so what's the story here? Well, we're digging into a major study out of Germany that tried to figure out what really controls where different plants grow. Researchers looked at two specific traits, a plant's life form and its leaf anatomy, and compared them against environmental factors like climate, topography, and land use. First up, the two traits they studied acted very differently. Life form, that's basically how a plant survives harsh seasons, you know, whether it's a tree or an annual. Environmental factors turned out to be a really reliable predictor for this. But for leaf anatomy, the internal leaf structure, those same factors were actually pretty poor predictors, suggesting they just don't have a big say there. Second, and this was the big surprise, land use was way more impactful than climate. I mean, things like forestry and agriculture absolutely dominated, explaining up to 77% of the patterns for life forms. Climate's influence, in contrast, was just remarkably low. So finally, what does this all mean for the future? It suggests that shifts in plant distribution are going to be driven mainly by changes in land management, not so much by climate change. Only two specific types, aquatic plants and summer annuals, showed high sensitivity to temperature. So the overall impact of warming is expected to be less severe than we might have assumed. Land use is the primary factor shaping plant distribution patterns in this region, making its management crucial for future conservation success.